Now this morning we want to talk about the secret of longevity.
今天大家我们要讨论的是长寿之道。
I think everyone is really quite interested in staying young.
我想每一个人都欢喜青春永驻。
Men have always been searching for the fountain of youth.
人一直在寻找青春之泉。
Great expeditions have been launched by kings and emperors down through the years to find the elixir of youth.
在多年以来，也有许许多多的君王，他们派出大规模的搜索队到各方面去寻求长生不老之药。
Ponce de Leon was perhaps the most famous of the Spanish explorers.
西班牙最有名的一位探险家，他的名字叫潘德利昂。
But the spring that he discovered in Florida did not make him any younger.
但是他在佛罗里达那个地方所找到的青春之泉，并没有能够使他青春永驻。
But the emperor 始皇帝 sent He sent Xu Fu to look for the same miracle.
中国的秦始皇曾经派徐福找不老的仙丹。
And as tradition has it, Japan was thus discovered and settled.
因此呢，日本被发现了，也成立了一个国家。
So we might ask, what is your secret in staying young?
因此 我们要请教，我们能够不老的秘诀是什么？
Do you use hormones?
你是不是用荷尔蒙？
Injections?
注射？
Ginseng?
用吃人参？
Or exercise?
运动？
Perhaps some people use rest.
也许有人患者用休息这个方法。
Or vitamins?
或者是维他命？
Or shadow boxing?
或者是打太极拳？
Other people dye their hair.
有些人他们染发。
Or do you use plastic surgery?
有的人用外科的整形手术。
No one wants to get old.
没有人愿意老。
And we all want to stay young.
我们都欢喜年轻。
And we resent it when other people begin to comment about our wrinkles.
当人家谈到我们脸上的皱纹的时候，我们心里就不高兴。
When people make fun of our fatness, or our shortness of breath, or our balding head.
那么当人家对我们的施肥，对我们的呼吸不错，或者是对我们的秃顶来谈笑的话，我们就不高兴。
Nonetheless, these changes, the progress of time, is being felt in our bones.
但是不管如何，这个时间的巨轮还是在我们的骨骼上面可以 感觉得到，可以看得出来。
And the changes are to be seen in the family photo album.
我们家庭里面所有的气象簿上也可以看到这个改变在默默的进行中。
It's no use to look in the mirror every day.
我们用不着每天看镜子。
Because you don't see anything to make you concerned.
因为你每天看的话， 你看不到令你焦虑的地方。
When you look in the mirror, you look just like you did last night, or at least you think you do.
当你看镜子的时候，你觉得你跟昨天晚上没有两样，这些进度你感觉到没有两样。
But you get out the old family photograph album.
但是当你打开你家里面的气象簿的时候，
And then you compare and look in the mirror, you'll see what's happening.
那么你这样子， 你就可以把那个照相簿呢拿来跟镜子里面对照一下，你去看看有些什么改变。
Every bad toothache, every creaking joint, every blurry visual field is a testimony to the progress of time.
我们的牙痛，我们的骨骼硬化，我们的视线模糊，这些都能够证明 时间的不断的往前推进。
We don't like to listen to the warnings of nature.
我们不愿意不欢喜听到这种自然的身体上的改变。
Changes are taking place.
但是这种改变呢是在进行的。
We often pretend that we are just as young and spry as we ever were.
我们常常假装啊, 我们跟过去一样的年轻，一样的充满了活力。
We try to play ball with the kids at every picnic.
我们每次出去旅行的时候，出去玩的时候，就要跟小朋友一道打球。
Only to find that every year, the day after or the week after is much more painful and we are much more sore.
但是我们年复一年，月复一月，一周又是一周的，我们就感觉到痛苦，感觉到难过。
Every time a funeral procession goes by, we're again reminded of the ultimate result in the aging process.
每次当我们看到失葬的那个行列的时候，我们就想到这种年龄上的改变到最后的一种结果。
And we don't like it.
我们都不欢喜这件事。
A very famous writer, Mr. C.S. Lewis, said this.
有一个很有名的作家，他的名字叫刘易斯。
He said, I am not so much afraid of death as I am embarrassed by it.
他说，我对于死的恐惧，远不如我对于死的烦恼。
Everyone is interested in delaying the aging process.
每一个人都欢喜延缓年龄的增高。
We like to delay the decaying process and changes that are taking place.
我们都愿意把这种衰老、这种改变能够延缓下来。
老猫无用, and we don't like to become senile and useless.
我们都不愿意变成一个老态龙钟的人，没有用处的人。
You have a very famous saying from your old books, the Hohan Shu, and it says there that La Dang Yi Shuang.
你们贵国有一本很有名的书，那就是《后汉书》。 这里面有一句话说：“老当益壮。”
Would you aspire to vigor and strength in spite of increasing age?
你是不是一心想追求这种青春的活力，而不愿意你的年龄增高？
Well, I have some secrets that I would like to share with you.
我有一个长寿之道，愿意跟大家分享。
If you listen carefully and take my advice, then you will have an increasingly useful and happy life.
假如你仔细地听我讲的，我相信你一定会有一个有用的、年轻的、快乐的生活。
And you'll discover the truth about longevity.
你会发现长寿的真理。
There is an area in the mountains between Turkey and Russia where people live to be very old.
在俄国跟土耳其交界的一个山区里面，那边的人，他们寿命都很高。
If anyone dies before they reach 100 years of age, it's considered a tragedy.
假如有人在100岁以前死了，他们会认为是一个很悲惨的事情。
Most live to be 130 to 140 years of age.
他们大多数能够活到130或者140岁。
Scientists have studied their habits and their food, and then they have decided that it is just in their genes.
科学家曾经研究过他们的生活习惯，他们的饮食，最后确定了。 他们能够活到这样长，是因为他们的遗传基因的关系。
Now last Sunday we talked about family inheritance.
上一个礼拜我们谈的是家族遗传。And
if your ancestors tended toward a long life, your chances are better too that you will live to be an old person.
假如 你的祖先是长寿的话，那么你高龄的希望就比别人要浓厚一点。
Yesterday we were invited to a remembrance meeting of a relative who died on the mainland recently.
昨天下午我们参加了一个祖内家的追思聚会，它是纪念他们一个在大陆上死去的人。
And I was sitting next to one of the relatives.
我坐在他们一个亲友的旁边。
And I asked, who was this person that died on the mainland?
我请教他在大陆上死的是什么人。
They said it was grandmother.
他们说是老祖母。
And I asked, how old was grandmother?
我就问他这位老人家有多大。
And they said, she was 94.
他说他是94岁。
Now that's good news in some ways.
那么在某一方面讲，这是一个好事情。
Because probably the people from that family have good genes and will live to be a ripe old age.
因为很可能在他这个家庭里面就有这种活到高龄的遗传基因。
Now this last week I also heard on the radio a news announcement.
也是在上个礼拜我听到无线电有一个新闻广播。
I heard that the last American Civil War veteran died.
我听到了最后的一个美国南北战争期间的一个老兵，他是最后一名老兵已经死掉了。
And so you may think that the Abraham Lincoln era has now come to a close.
你们也许会想到林肯的时代恐怕到现在是已经结束了。
But the news announcer also said that there are still 257 widows of those veterans who are still alive.
但是那个新闻广播员却告诉我们，在南北战争期间，那些老兵的遗孀，他们妻子还没有死的，或者今天的，仍然有257名。
So, ladies, besides women's liberation, you still have some other advantages.
所以各位女士们，除了你们的自由、你们的解放这种长处以外，你们还有一些别的长处。
It's generally true that women do live longer than men.
一般的讲，这是对的，就是女人比男人更长寿。
So I would say that the single most important factor in longevity has to do with who your parents are.
因此我愿意说，你们长寿的最要紧的一个因素就是跟你们的父母有关。
What is the genetic composition or makeup of your inheritance?
那么你所得到的遗传组合是什么？
Well, I'm also sure there are other factors.
我知道还有一些别的因素。
It's important what you eat.
你吃的饮食很要紧。
And how you keep up your exercise.
你的运动也很要紧。
But this morning, I'd like you to concentrate with me on our parents and our inheritance.
但是今天早上，我要各位跟我一同集中我们的注意力，来思想我们的父母跟我们。从他们所得到的遗产。
Now, we've written out in Chinese at the bottom of your paper the passage from Ephesians, the sixth chapter.
我们在有印的讲义上面已经把《以弗所书》第六章有几节圣经写下来了。
The first three verses read this: Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, that you it may be well with you, and that you might live long on the earth.
以弗所书第六章前面三节告诉我们说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，在世得使你得福，在世长寿。
Now I'm sure that this text will please all of you parents.
我知道这一段话对于你们做父母的听起来最动心了。
I'm addressing myself to parents as well as to the younger generation.
不过我今天早上这篇道理不单单是 对年轻人讲的，也是对父母讲的。
But after all, it's the parents who are more concerned about the aging process.
不过我们做父母的，对于年龄的增长啊，比较那些年轻人更关心就是。
When we are young, we don't have the same worries about the wrinkles and the creaky joints.
当我们年轻的时候，我们就不会对我们的皱纹、对我们的骨骼硬化伤脑筋。
The Bible promise that we just read tells us that if we're careful to respect our parents, our earthly parents, then we shall be the recipients of a ripe age.
我们刚刚这一段圣经所读到的告诉我们，假如我们要孝敬我们的父母，那么我们就会在世上长寿高龄。
But dear friends, there is one little key word that is connected with this whole promise.
但是各位亲爱的朋友，在这个应许里面有一个最要紧的字，是跟这个应许得到有关系。
Did you notice that word?
你们注意到没有？
Let's look at it a minute.
我们来看一看。
It says, obey your parents in the Lord.
这地方告诉我们说，要在主里听从父母。
Now, in the Lord, what does that mean?
在主里意思是什么？
Well, we must turn to a passage in 2 Corinthians.
我们要翻到哥林多后书一段圣经。
And in that 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, you'll find it written on the back or the second page.
哥林多后书第五章有一段圣经，我们已经把它油印好在讲义的第二页上面。
It's found in the 5th chapter.
那是哥林多后书第五章。
And starting at the 17th verse.
从十七节开始。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not accounting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We beseech you, on behalf of Christ, to be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
哥林多后书第五章十七节到二十一节。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了，一切都是出于神。他这个基督是我们与他和好，便将确认与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神逼我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神是那无罪的，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
If any man be in Christ,
若有人在基督里，
What does that mean?
这个意思是什么？
It means that you've come to understand who Jesus Christ really is.
那个意思就是说，你认识耶稣基督是谁。
You have put your trust in Jesus Christ.
你已经相信了耶稣基督。
What happens then?
以后是怎样呢？
The promise of the Word of God is that you are given a new nature.
神的话应许你说，你就会得到一个新造。
You get a new genetic background.
你得到了一个新的遗传的背景。
In short, God gives you longevity.
简单的一句话，就是神把长寿赐给你。
Another way of saying it is that God gives you eternal life.
我们换一种说法呢，就是神把永生赐给了你。
So I'd ask you a question this morning. Are you in Jesus Christ? Have old things passed away and all things become new and different? Is your past forgiven? God wants to give you a new nature. This new nature, this new man has eternal life. This is found spelled out for us in John 3:16.
这个意思是已经在约翰福音第三章第十六节给我们讲得很清楚。
It tells us that we can have eternal, everlasting life.
那个地方告诉我们可以得到永远的灭亡的生命。
Now verse 18 also tells us that God has already accomplished this great work.
在我们刚刚读的哥林多后书第五章第十八节告诉我们
He has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came from God to reconcile us back to God. We were separated from the face of a righteous, holy God. This happened by the acts of our own rebellious nature. Jesus Christ reconciled me back to God. And now he's given me the ministry or the work of reconciliation. That's what we read in the last of the 19th verse.
这是我们在哥林多后书第五章第十九节最后一句话所读到的。
It says he has entrusted to us the ministry of reconciliation.
他这个地方告诉我们说，他把这个亲人与他和好的职分赐给了我们。God
has already accomplished the necessary work to bring this peace about.
神已经完成了一切必要完成的工作，来成就了和睦。That
work is a finished and accomplished.
这个工作已经完成了。How
did God do this work? Well, the answer is right here in this passage in front of us. Verse 19 tells us that God was in Christ.
第十九节告诉我们说神在基督里。
Now that's a very important point.
这是一个很要紧的一点。
God came into our history and did his great work of reconciliation in the person of Jesus Christ.
神进入我们这个历史，借着耶稣基督做成了一个和好的工作。
It tells us that God was thus able to forgive us our sins.
那地方告诉我们说，神能够赦免我们的罪。
He didn't say it doesn't matter.
他没有讲没有关系。
He said it does matter very much.
他的话告诉我们说，这件事很有关系。
And he was able to justify us righteously and to forgive us our sins on the basis of a sacrifice.
他以献祭一个祭物为基础，赦免了我们过去的过犯。
Look at the last verse.
我们看最后一节。
Verse 21, at the bottom of your page, it tells us that God made the Lord Jesus Christ to become sin for us.
在我们有印的第二章最后一段话，那个地方告诉我们说，神使耶稣基督替我们成为罪。
Jesus Christ was the God-man.
耶稣基督 是神而仁者。
He was righteous.
他是公义的。
He did no sin.
他没有犯过罪。
He was absolutely the perfect man.
他是一个完全人。
No one ever caught him in a mistake.
没有人看到他或者抓到他犯过罪。
He was sinless.
他是无罪。
But he became the one who was to bear your sin and my sin.
但是他却成了一个背负你的罪与我的罪的人。
The scripture says that anyone who hangs on a cross brings about the curse of God on that person.
圣经告诉我们说，凡被挂在木头上的都是被神救主的。
But Christ was willing to die for you and for me.
但是基督愿意为你为我而死。
And he was willing to be placed upon that cross.
他心甘情愿的被挂在那个十字架的木头上。
And he paid the penalty for sin.
他为罪付出了代价。
Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death.
罗马六章第三节告诉我们说，罪的工价就是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life.
但是神的恩赐呢，乃是永生。
Jesus Christ became our substitute.
耶稣基督成了我们的代替。
He died in my place for my sin.
他在我的地位上面为我的罪死了。
He did this that I might be brought back to my heavenly Father.
他这样做是为了好让我能够回到天父的面前。
He did this that I might enjoy the peace and the presence of a righteous God.
他这样做好让我能够享受在神面前的那种和好。
He did this that I might have a new nature.
他做这件事让我可以有新造。
That I might have eternal inheritance.
使我能够得到永生的这个产业。
That I might have a longevity.
我可以有长寿。
God did this all 1900 years ago.
神做这件事是在1900多年以前。
He did it when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary.
他做这件事是在耶稣基督在加略山的十字架上替我们死的时候。
And he made it real, and he proved it by raising his son out of death.
他借这个这件事情，使耶稣基督从死里复活，来证明耶稣是他的儿子。
Jesus Christ was taken after 3 days in the tomb and brought back to life by the power of the living God.
耶稣基督靠着神的能力，第三天从坟墓里面走出来，复活了。
Maybe some of you might ask Dr. West, what are you doing?
那么你们也许有人会问，威斯道先生，你做什么？
What is your job?
你的职业是什么？
Well, part of my most important job is that of being an ambassador.
那么我职业当中的一部分，也是最要紧的一部分呢，就是一个使者。
Brother Tong and I are acting as ambassadors this morning.
唐弟兄跟我在今天早上就在做使者的工作。
We come from a heavenly kingdom.
我们是从天国来的。
And we have good news to bear to you this morning.
我们有好的消息带给各位。
And we bring you news from our heavenly king.
我们是从我们天上的那位王那个地方来报信息的。
We come from the greatest empire in all the universe.
我们是在全宇宙里面最大的一个国度里面来的。
And our king's glory is greater than all the kingdoms of this world.
我们这位王的荣耀比全世界的君王的荣耀都要高过。
And the wealth of our king is more than all of the wealth of this world, including the Arabian oil.
我们这位王的财富也超出全宇宙的财富，包括阿拉伯的油在内。
And our king's rule is marked out by truth and by peace.
我们这位王的统治是以信实与和平为标志。
In the kingdom of God, men can trust men.
在神的国里，人可以相信人。
And there are no locked doors.
在门是不上锁的。
And there's no police force.
没有警察力量。
And there are no jail.
没有监狱。
And there are no graveyards.
没有坟场。
And there are no hospitals.
没有医院。
In the heavenly kingdom, it's an eternal kingdom.
所以天国就是一个永生的国度。
And we're in the employment as ambassadors of our heavenly king.
我们是这一位天上的王所派来的使者。
And he's the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
他是万主之主，万王之王。
Now, as ambassador of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we plead with you this morning.
作为我们主耶稣基督的使者，我们向你们求情，向你们请求。
And we ask you to carefully consider this message of longevity.
我们要求各位仔细地来思想这个长寿的问题。
Because he wants you to live forever.
因为他希望你永远地活着。
And he wants you to enjoy his peace.
他希望你能够享受他的和平。
The peace that he made when he died for you on the cross of Calvary.
这个和平是他在加勒山的十字架上借着死所成就的工作。
It's important that you hear.
所以你们要听到这样的消息很要紧。
But it's more important that you act upon what you have to hear.
但是你对于你所听到的消息要有反应，要有行动，更重要。
The separation is over.
这个隔离已经成为过去了。
And you can come back into the presence of a righteous holy God.
你可以回到这位圣洁的公义的神的面前。
But you must decide to act on the basis of this message.
但是你要自己决定，要自己采取这个行动，根据我们今天所讲的。
Just this past week, there was a great rejoicing in all of Japan.
在上一个礼拜，全日本都在欢喜快乐庆祝一件事。
One of the World War II Japanese soldiers came home.
在第二次世界大战期间，有一个日本兵，他回国了。
Lieutenant Hiro Onada had been fighting the war these 30 years all by himself.
小野田宽郎这位少尉，他差不多打了30年这样的战争。现在回国了。
He'd been off in one of the little islands of the Philippines fighting the war.
他在菲律宾一个丛林的小岛上面打这样一个30年的战争。
He'd been separated out there all these years.
他在这么多时间以来就隔离在那个小岛上面。
He'd not heard that 30 years ago the Declaration of Peace had been signed.
他没有听到在30年以前合约就已经签订了。
He didn't know that the new jet age had arrived.
他不知道喷气时代已经到了。
The fastest trains in all the world are racing up and down the island of Japan.
在日本这个岛国上面，全世界最快的火车已经在风驰电掣的不停地来来往往。
Great modernization had occurred in his own home.
在日本，一切现代化的设备都在他家里面已经有了。
But he's been out there with the rain in the jungles.
但是他却在丛林里面忍受风吹雨打。
And he's unnecessarily suffered the bite of the mosquitoes.
他不必要地忍受那些蚊虫的叮咬。
And he's been separated all these years.
他在这么多年以来都是被隔离的。
Dear friends, the war is over.
各位亲爱的朋友，战争已经结束了。
The peace has been signed.
和平条约已经签订了。
Things have happened while you have been separated from the presence of God.
当你与神隔绝的时候，有很多事已经在发生了。
You've been separated from your heavenly home.
你们跟天上的这个家庭隔离了。
Now God has sent us this morning to tell you the great news of this peace that has been signed.
神今天早上差遣我们两个在这个地方向大家报告合约已经签订了。
It cost God the price of his own son's life in order to sign that peace.
这个合约要神签订，让他付出了一笔很大的代价 就是他儿子的生命，他儿子的血。
But it has been accomplished, and you now have been reconciled to God.
但是这个合约已经签订了，你与神已经恢复和好了。
The question is, are you willing to come out of the rain?
所以问题是你愿不愿意从那个丛林的雨这个雨打的小岛上面能够出来。
Are you willing to leave your isolation and to come home?
你愿不愿意从你那个隔离的状态里面回家来。
Will you accept God's terms?
你愿不愿意接受神的条件。
Will you believe our report?
你们愿不愿意相信我们今天给大家所报告的消息。
It's without money.
不要钱。
It's without price.
没有价格。
It's unbelievable.
不可以相信的。
You can't imagine.
你想都想不到。
Lieutenant Onada was out there in the Philippines.
小野田在菲律宾待了这么久。
Japanese came from Japan down to get him and bring him home.
那日本人从本国到菲律宾把他带回国。
He could hardly believe.
他不能相信。
The war is over.
战争已经结束了。
Japan has changed.
日本改变了。
If you'll come with us,
只要你们跟我们来，
we'll give you a free trip back home.
我们给你免费飞回家的飞机。
We'll give you some new clothes.
我们给你新衣服。
We'll take you back to your home and your father and mother.
我们要把你送回家，让你跟你的父母再见。
You don't have to pay any money.
你不需要付钱。
Can you believe it?
你相信吗？
Dear friends, the same is true in the spiritual realm.
各位亲爱的朋友，就属灵的事来讲，这个道理完全一样。
God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself.
神在耶稣基督里面叫世人与他自己和好。
If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved.
假如你相信耶稣基督，你就能够得救。
You do not have to remain in your separation and rot out there in the jungles of your isolation.
你用不着停留在隔离的状态里面，在那个丛林的小岛上面继续受罪，继续受苦。
By grace, by free gift, you can return to the Father's home.
靠着恩惠，靠着恩赐，你可以回到神的家里。
He'll give you new garments of His own righteousness.
他要把他自己的义袍赐给你。
You can take off your old rag.
你可以把你的旧衣服脱掉。
Your old sinful rags you can discard.
你那个旧的义袍不过是肮脏污秽，现在通通都除去了。
And God will give you the righteousness of His own Son.
神要把他儿子的义赐给你。
Is it too good to be true?
这个是不是好到不能相信？
It's almost too hard to believe.
这实在是让我们很难相信。
But you have to make the decision yourself.
但是你必须要自己决志。
Lieutenant Onada said, I will go with you.
小野田少尉说，我愿意跟你们回国。
And so they wheeled up his 80-year-old mother.
所以他们就能够回去跟他80岁的老母亲见面。
And his dear old father greeted him there at the airport.
那么他的老父亲也能够在飞机场上来接他。
And there was great rejoicing.
在日本充满了喜乐。
Let me tell you today, if you come to God, if you receive Jesus Christ, there will be great rejoicing in heaven.
我愿意告诉各位，如果你们愿意接受耶稣基督回到天家，在天上的喜乐还要大。
Do you want to know the true meaning of eternal life?
你们愿意知道永生的真正的意义吗？
Come to Jesus Christ.
请到耶稣基督的面前。
Do you want to know the secret of longevity?
你愿意知道长寿之道吗？
Come to Jesus Christ.
到耶稣基督面前。
If you want to know the elixir of life eternal, come to Jesus Christ.
假如你要想知道长生不老那个永生的仙丹，到耶稣基督面前。
This is the way to stay perpetually young.
这是我们可以永远年轻的一个方法。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
相信耶稣基督， 你就一定得救。
Obey your heavenly Father, and you will know the meaning of long life.
听从你们天上的父，你就会明白永生的道理。
But there are two things that you need to do.
但是有两件事你们要做。
You need to choose your heavenly parent.
你要选择你们天上的父母。
We had no choice in the matter of being born into our natural family.
我们在家庭里面出生是没有选择权的。
You couldn't determine who your father and mother were going to be.
你没有办法决定你的父母是谁。
You had no choice about the longevity genes in your family tree.
所以在你的家族遗传的这种基因里面呢，你没有权来决定。
But you have a choice this morning that you can make.
但是你在今天早上呢，有权决定一件事。
And you can say, I want the true God of heaven to be my father.
我愿意，你说，我愿意选择天上。
Who are Christians and have believed on Jesus Christ.
在我们中间，也许有人已经信了耶稣，已经是基督徒了。
But some of you have not been baptized yet.
但是呢，还有没有受浸的。
Now baptizing, being baptized will not save you.
受浸并不能够使你得救。
But you will be obeying Jesus Christ.
但是这个只表示你顺服基督。
All it means is an outward sign that you have already been born into the kingdom of God.
这个表示你在外表上啊，已经是重生在神的国里面了。
It means that you have eternal life.
这个表示你有了永生。
And you're willing to be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ and with his people.
你愿意公开地证明你跟耶稣基督以及他的子民有关系。
Now next month, in the month of April, there's going to be a baptismal service here on Easter Sunday.
在下一个月，就是四月十四号复活节那天早晨，我们这里有一个受浸聚会。
And this is an opportunity for you to give testimony and witness of your relationship to Jesus Christ.
这是你一个机会，什么机会呢？来见证你跟耶稣基督有关系的机会。
It doesn't mean that you are joining any group of Christians or any particular church.
这个不表示你已经加入了一个团体或者一个教会。
It just means that you're identifying yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ.
是表示你证明你跟耶稣基督有关系。
It means that you're obeying your heavenly Father.
那个意思就是说你听从天上的父。
I'm wondering if there's anybody here this morning that would like to take that step and would like to raise their hand and say, I would like to be baptized next month.
我不知道在我们中间有没有人愿意举手表示我愿意在下一个月参加受浸的聚会。
How many of you are planning on being baptized next month here on Easter Sunday morning?
在下一个月复活节的早晨，有多少人愿意受浸归入主名的，请举举手。
Either there's one or two or three, yes?
好，已经前面有好几位，还有没有？
Alright, now I'm wondering also this morning if there are any of you who have been separated from God and would like to know the true meaning of longevity.
那我第二个要想知道的是，就是我们中间有没有人感觉到我与神是隔离的，我愿意懂得长寿的真理，它的道理在什么地方。
You would like to know more about the meaning of eternal life.
你愿意知道永生的真实的意义。
And how you can know you have eternal life.
你怎么样可以晓得你有永生？跟我讨论这个长寿之道，永生的真意，我愿意跟你陪你来谈论谈论，无论你愿意停留多久，我都乐意奉陪。
May the Lord bless you and give you a long life.
愿神祝福各位，给各位永生。
Because eternal life is to be found in Jesus Christ alone.
因为永生是在耶稣基督里面所赐给我们的。